you're really into this stuff, you're going to know from some of these hints where this juice is coming from. So then enter the code Dan at checkout, D-A-N. The one I mentioned, the Napa Valley Meritage, lot 528. Don't miss it, because all these wines are in limited quantity. The deal is limited too. So do this, chwine.com, enter Dan.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you heard about Fatty's Pub and Grill? With a name like Fatty's, you know you're in for a good time. Fatty's is located in DeKalb, but that doesn't mean that just college kids hang out there. It's your place to be for college hoops action through the championship on April 3rd. Enjoy 350 Samuel Adams drafts and 550 Angry Orchard cocktails on college hoops game days. Come enjoy amazing drinks and food while rooting for your favorite team. Fatty's Pub and Grill is at 1312 Lincoln Highway in DeKalb.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He goes, I promise you, I'm going to work this out. And my agent was like, he's a little kooky. But at the end of the day, he followed up on his promise, and he made that promise to a lot of guys. And he kept it. And there's some guys that something happened and he couldn't draft them, but yet he found a way to bring them back later and help those guys win championships.
That's Bulls analyst Will Perdue on with Bernstein and Goff earlier today on former Bulls GM Jerry Krause. Krause passed away today at the age of 77. He is a finalist for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the contributor category. He's survived by his wife, two children, and four grandkids. You can catch that entire interview with Will Perdue at 670thescore.com. Some NFL news and notes for you. Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton. He'll have surgery next week on a partially torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder. He will miss OTAs. The Bears are re-signing wide receiver Deontay Thompson. And from Kyle Long's Twitter account, he's telling us that a little injury update that he's now able to jump. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Vancouver tonight. Marian Hossa and Johnny Oduya will play. Puck drops at 7:30. In an interview today, Gary Bettman, he's the commissioner for the NHL, if you didn't know, he said, quote, assume we are not going, end quote, regarding NHL players in the 2018 Winter Olympics. AHL, the Wolves are coming off back-to-back losses. They play in Cleveland this evening. Game starts about an hour from now. Spring training, the Cubs are off today. The White Sox, they face Texas tonight. James Shields opposes Cole Hamels, first pitch at 8:05. Some other White Sox news. The team and Tim Anderson agree to a six-year, $25 million extension. Some roster moves made today. Michael Kopech reassigned to minor league camp. Lucas Giolito, Carson Fulmer, Yoan Moncada, and Reynaldo Lopez option to AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays and John Gibbons are finalizing an extension. His current contract expires at the end of this season. World Baseball Classic USA takes on Japan with Tanner Roark getting the start. Winner faces Puerto Rico in the championship game, first pitch at 8. And in the NBA, our beloved Bulls, they play in Toronto. Game tips an hour from now. Also tonight, Detroit visits Brooklyn and Milwaukee travels to Portland. This scoreboard update brought to you by Oak Brook Toyota in Westmont. When searching for a new Toyota, search for oakbrooktoyota.com. And join the Score and Dos Equis at Miller's Ale House off 95th Street in Chicago Ridge this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by, watch a game, enjoy a cold Dos Equis, and grab some great Score prizes. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
He goes, I promise you, I'm going to work this out. And my agent was like, he's a little kooky. But at the end of the day, he followed up on his promise, and he made that promise to a lot of guys. And he kept it. And there's some guys that something happened, and he couldn't draft them, but yet he found a way to bring them back later and help those guys win championships.
Well, I'm pretty proud of all of our guys. We had good people who understood and understood what winning was about and sacrificed. And that's what happens when you win. When you have that, you win.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's what you have on Sports Radio 670. A sad day in Chicago as the most accomplished general manager in the history of Chicago professional sports has passed away at the age of 77. Speaking of which, Terry Bors joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Also 77, by the way. The madness is here. Don't drop the ball. Watch the games with a Home Run In Pizza today.
Terry Bo!
Hey!
Hey, buddy!
Hey!
What's up, dude?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that when I saw this today, and he really is. I mean, if you look back at general managers in this town, they've won one here, one there, and the Hawks have obviously done well. But really, for all the criticism he took and all the times I kicked him in the rocks, I mean, he really is the most accomplished general manager in the city's history. He really is. You're absolutely correct.
You know, we were talking about it, too. As we talked about it, the timing of his greatest success, the confluence of events that were going on with the league reaching the heights it was reaching, with the ascendancy of Michael Jordan, not to mention what he did in pioneering the scouting of European players and the use of a salary cap expert. The fact that he happened to have Irwin Mandel in the office, and it was really Jerry that said, look, an accountant is a basketball guy now. An accountant is looking over the collective bargaining agreement and the salary cap, and Jerry knew what he didn't know in that regard.
Remember, he's the one who, I don't know if he, well, sure, remember, he's the one with the 15-year-old Dirk in his office.
That's right.
I mean, he was absolutely out of his time on a lot of stuff. And it's funny because, you know, he and I wore it a lot. There's a lot of times where we weren't speaking to each other, and then there was a time where he would yell at me and say, that's wrong. And I'd say, well, probably, but, you know, it's okay. Happens. But the fact is that he would always come back. He wasn't one of those guys that held it against you. You know, like when once you crossed him, you were done.
Mm-hmm.
He was not that guy. Clearly, he came on with us a lot of times, and he was always fine. So, I mean, he was – Kirk, help me with something here, too, you guys. I saw this thing a while back. Michael Jordan said that, you know, he never asked for other players or something. Wasn't that
yeah, we read that today. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounded like Jerry was covering for Jordan.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, that's not true because – after they lost to the Pistons, I want to say it was in the Scottie Pippen headache game or migraine game. The first guy I went in and sat down with was Michael, and Michael was steamed, of course. And I started asking him questions about, well, what do you need to do? What do you need to do to get over this hump? And strangely for Michael and I, because he always would talk to me when we were, he would always just say something. He said, "Go see the fat guy in the blue shirt, would you? Go see him. Ask him those questions. Don't ask me those questions." And I'm thinking, well, it. Because he said he never blamed him. He did, though. I mean, he really did when all of us come to find out it was sort of a maturation process for the whole thing. I mean, nobody is destined to win right away in the NBA. It just doesn't happen that way. It isn't like a couple of years later we'll get, and, you know, in terms of putting that team together, how masterful can you be with what he did with that team? Mm-hmm. Yes, it was Rod Burns' draft pick, Jack Michael. How many people knew who the hell Scottie Pippen was when he took him?
And Terry, we talked about it earlier today, where you've got, you know, a guy who we kind of underappreciated, and he was not represented the way he probably would have liked to in terms of being the architect for a championship, not just a championship squad, but a dynastic era of NBA basketball because of the cultural and sports icon that Michael Jordan was, and also a guy who he helped helped become the greatest coach in the sports history in terms of winning in Phil Jackson. So you had one icon and another icon who teamed up and said nothing but hurtful things about a guy who probably should have been celebrated a little bit more.
Absolutely correct, my friend. That's why you're a brilliant afternoon host. That's what he did. The two of them. I mean, it was like, holy crap. Wait a minute. Where does some of these guys come from? How carefully was this all together by Jerry? And he was always working an angle with somebody. He always had something in mind. And I mean, really, until Michael got that sidekick, he got Horace Grant, yes. But until Michael had that sidekick, that guy that he could count on, that guy that he learned to count on, that had all the skills you needed to play in the NBA and to play at a high level like those two did, because I still think they're the best two that ever played together in the NBA, just because I look at guys now and I say, well, yeah, that's pretty good, but nobody wins like those two did. And nobody has. I mean, nobody wins like those two did. So I look at it and I say, that's Jerry's pick. That was Jerry's vision, all of it. And I mean, when Scottie got here, he was raw. Yeah, he wasn't very good, but Jerry saw it. I mean, you can hate him, you can do whatever you want with the guy, but the fact is that he saw things in people. I mean, whether you say, he didn't see him. Yes, he did. He most assuredly did. So even I had to admit, after a period of time there, that I had to say, yes, he really did a terrific job here, and he should be given the credit. But, you know, even then, there's a lot of people, you guys pointed out correctly, reluctant to give it to him. They just didn't like him personally. They didn't like his habits, whatever it was. And Jerry was, you know, Jerry lived in his own little world. He was strange about a lot of stuff, but he was always, when it came to basketball, and talking about basketball, and understanding what was going on, everything in the sport, there's never anybody I met who knew more than he did.
Well, let's not forget, too, that, and we saw on Twitter that Ozzie Guillen made a special point of noting what Jerry Krause meant to his career, that when Lamar Hoyt was mm-hmm. dealt to San Diego for that package, and I didn't check, but I think Tim Lawlor and Luis Salazar and the key being the young Ozzie Guillen, was like 18 or 19 at the time, Krause did a lot of the legwork for that deal. And he was the guy that said, yeah, this Guillen is real, certainly defensively.
He certainly was, and he didn't even have any spin rates. I mean, he made it in
Jersey. How can they do without spin rate, right?
So he just, I mean, there was something – and general managers and so forth. Yes, he had the greatest player of all time. And he remains that, obviously. But, I mean, he had that. But the fact is they weren't winning. They were not winning. They could not get past the Pistons. They could not, you know, I mean, there was a lot of things in their ways in the 80s that they couldn't get past. But once that all got together, once Jerry's vision became crystal clear, and he put this whole thing together, you couldn't beat them. I mean, I don't care who you were, you couldn't beat them. I mean, every team presented a challenge, whether it was the NBA Finals or the Eastern Conference Championship, whatever. And those Knicks teams were really good. They beat the Pacers teams were really good. They beat. I mean, there were so many over the years that when you look at the collection of guys they beat, come on now. I mean, give the guy his due. And I know a lot of people in this city never wanted to and never cared to, but he unquestionably, and he was right about Ozzy as well. There's no doubt. That you can think what you want of him. And he and I, we patched it up over a period of time, and we were fine. And, I mean, he understood. He understood. He got it when people were criticizing him. But I just thought that would – the Michael's way of just well, go see the fat guy in the blue shirt. That was his way of saying, well, yeah, we shouldn't be winning. And maybe later on after that when they started to win, I wasn't around him as much after the first one, that he might have mellowed out on Jerry too, but I doubt it. I don't – he probably never did it. He never has.
How's retirement treating you? Terry?
Yes.
How's retirement treating you, man?
Hey, everything's good. Everything's I'm doing all right. I'll be back in a little bit. We'll be back in start of April, and I'm going to have a lot of work to do because I'm going to work on the book. So I will nice. I will be busy. I will be busy.
So you'll be in between 12U baseball games and working on the book.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, spring training baseball games, and I love my spring training baseball games. They're such a novelty act of the people. But yeah, and then working on the book will take up. I'm guessing until the fall because I still have the trip with Maddie, and yeah, you know, we have things planned, and we were you know so they'll. I'm thinking about the fall. It should be done. If it's not, you guys come and get me then, won't you?
No doubt.
Indeed.
About it,
if people are asking about you. Just want to know a health update. Everything's good.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I've had just difficulty here and there with stuff that you know, it crops up and you see all the time where people are putting this well after the fact, and that's what's been happening the last couple of days. But I'm okay.
Good.
I'm okay. I'm feeling better today, so you know, better as the day has gone on. So I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
Great to hear your voice, man. As always, brother.
Yeah, always good. And yesterday we had Gale Sayers.
Yeah,
and I thought everybody knew that. By the way, I thought that fact had been told, but maybe not.
You know, and, here's the thing: you and I had talked about it because I had heard from somebody a while back, but they made me promise not to say anything on the air until the family was ready. Although it was an unspoken, pretty well known aspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That there was something about it. I thought, wait a minute, we know that. I'm thinking, okay, all right. So I thought, well, I kind of knew that, but okay. I mean, and then I see Dwight Clark, too. So, you know, the game we love so much, not me, but the game we love is taking more victims. But anyway, Jerry was, you know, I was glad that toward the end there that we had him on a lot, and he was always willing to talk about stuff, and I'd see him all the time at baseball games later on after that. And he was always, you know, I mean, even though we had our difficulties, as everybody should have, when you're in the positions we were in, I mean, the guy always forgot about it. I think that's a great trait to have. You just sort of put it behind you. It's something I've learned over the years that I should do a better job at. Just put it behind you. Move on with that person. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Doesn't make him the worst person who ever lived because he doesn't agree with you. So I think there's a lesson to be learned from him in a lot of ways.
Well, even Michael Jordan's comments were gracious today in his officially released statement. Maybe he, of all people, is learning that too.
Can you imagine that? Do you think has he mellowed?
Must be. Yes. I mean, the answer is probably yes.
It's taken forever. And, you know, so soon after Skip Bayless took away his title as the clutch player of all time. So soon after that, I'll recover from that.
Always good hearing from you. Yeah, we'll talk again soon, Terry.
All right, you guys. Take care of yourself.
Terry Bors, host emeritus in Score Afternoons.
Yeah, no doubt. It's good to hear that man's voice. Always. Always, always. Good to hear him. Glad he's doing all right.
Yeah, sometime the off-air Kraus stories and Bulls stories and There are some great ones. And if there are going to be, I'm sure there's going to be a get together that they'll be sitting Shiva somewhere, and there'll be people be telling a lot of the good stories. But
maybe some of them end up in Terry's book.
We have yet to hear from Phil, right? Was there anything?
I think Phil had a statement earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe he put out a statement. We read Michael Jordan's statement.
Yeah, that I saw.
Statement, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Anything from
statement.
Scotty? Because that's pretty significant. Scottie Pippen's a pretty significant name in the Jerry Krause history here for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. So took a chance on him, and you know, that was the key.
Got him paid.
That was the key outside of Michael Jordan.
Got him paid.
Six titles.
Brought him back and again, you know, kept him in the fold for a long, long time despite some difficulties. 312-644-6767. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Watch and listen to every NCAA tournament game live on 670thescore.com. Presented by Sam Adams. Pursue better. The big dance is here. Listen to Whip Around NCAA men's basketball coverage from Westwood One. Free on the TuneIn app.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Colin Kaepernick is waiting for that call to land his next quarterbacking gig in the National Football League. But because of the outspoken nature of his protest towards the national anthem, there are some that believe Colin Kaepernick has been blackballed by the National Football League. I like congruent arguments. Arguments that work for one have to work for all. If the NFL is blackballing Colin Kaepernick, are they also blackballing RG3 and Jay Cutler? All have led their team to the playoffs, and Kaepernick, of course, has taken his team to the Super Bowl. And yet they're all out of work. Is it because of Kaepernick's attitudes towards the flag or his attitude overall? Or maybe that he's a hard fit? And the same could be said for Cutler as well as RG3. But here's one thing I know. The NFL likes backups who they can count on. If the NFL is racist that he's not on a team, then the same has to be true for Jay Cutler and RG3. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Who doesn't want 3 times more? 3 times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or 3 times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you 3 times the internet speed without 3 times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit Huawei.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit Huawei.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Catch all the 2017 college hoops action at Gastro Pub and Sports Bar, Public House. Public House is located at 400 North State Street on the corner of State and Kinsey in the heart of River North. Games will be broadcasted live with sound on their 30-foot video wall in addition to over 25 plasma TVs. Public House has 3 bars and their menu has over 100 beers plus American food with a smokehouse twist. March drink specials include $5 22-ounce Samuel Adams Rebel Juiced and Sam Adams Seasonal.
$99. That's it. This is huge. Brand new Toyotas just $99 per month. During our massive $99 sales event, you can lease a new 2017 Corolla L just $99 per month. Drive a new 2017 RAV4 LE for only $126 per month. Grossinger has loaded up our inventory with new Toyotas arriving daily just for this event. We've got over 600 vehicles, so there's plenty to choose from. We said this was massive. Just $99 a month, and every new Toyota we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. But hurry, new Toyotas just $99 a month in soon. Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingertoyotanorth.com. That's grossingertoyotanorth.com. 36-month lease, T7-1132, 4-cylinder auto, number T7-1142. You must qualify. 3876 due at signing, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and 172-15 doc fee. Zero security deposit. Offer expires 4-3-17.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at Marines.com.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabuilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy. As peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Aries, big accomplishments are in the cards this week, but you're the one who has to make it happen. Taurus, do something that puts you in front of some new faces. One of them may become a big part of your life. Gemini, do your best to do something special for yourself, something relaxing. Cancer, this week your family is full of demands. Once the weekend comes, it's your time to party. Leo, body and mind out of balance. When's the last time you exercised? Maybe it's time you start. And Virgo, curb your natural competitiveness to lend a helping hand. The reward will be all yours. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Cubs. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Some breaking news happened earlier in the show. We've been talking about it ever since. Jay Krause passes away at the age of 77. Former Bulls general manager, former White Sox scout, former Diamondback scout, former everything scout. He was a scout. and he is no longer with us. So that's what we've been talking about today. There was so much stuff that I wanted to bounce off.
I know. Save it. We got tomorrow. We got the rest of the week.
Tomorrow it won't be important.
Yeah, it will. We should have gotten Terry a phone before he left, right? We probably should have gotten him a phone. And this is on Twitter. This guy says, is Terry really lying around watching Skip Bayless? Because it's possible he's turning into Gary from Evanston.
Well, apparently Skip Bayless had a moment that that many people who have trashed Skip Bayless would agree with him for the first time in their lives today. Yeah, called old Trumpito, a desperate act by a desperate man, the whole Colin Kaepernick stuff. You heard your man today. Oh, yesterday, I should say, at his rally, saying that NFL owners are worried that they're going to get a mean tweet from him. That's why they're not signing Colin Kaepernick. And yeah. I would say you're thinking along the correct lines, but you're not. The application isn't exactly being executed the way that you probably think.
So. Yeah, the point is that there are some who believe that a sitting president should not be threatening, even if it's believed to be tongue-in-cheek.
A private citizen
should not be threatening employment. Private businesses or the employment of a private citizen, using the full power of executive office to, even in a veiled fashion, imply that there would be some sort of retribution for signing a football player. I mean, that's just above and beyond. You can't even use that term anymore because it's always something else.
It's the norm
now. But you're just thinking, wait, did I hear that correctly? And I don't know.
It's putting in a very dangerous scope for a lot of crazy people who want to do crazy things to the young man, just for practicing his right to protest. But yeah, you know, there was that today, and we didn't talk a lot about Brad Underwood and that whole thing today.
There's
on the
not
score.
Much to say. When all is said and done, and I looked at all I heard the interviews, I looked at the cut sheet, and I thought, okay, what do we want to bring back? This is before we got the news about Jerry Krause. There's just not much to say.
Illinois basketball.
It's Illinois basketball. It's a coach that might be a decent fit. He's fine. I think he has no idea what he's getting into when it comes to recruiting the city of Chicago. And even though he has been told expressly by important people at that school that they feel that the way to do this, the way they want to do this, the way they want to return to national prominence is with Chicago players, at the very least, they don't want to be an afterthought anymore. They want to be in on the short list. When these short lists first come out of the top Chicago names, they want Illinois to be in the running a lot longer than they have been, to be much more of a serious consideration. That's what he's being told by his bosses, regardless of what you think or what I think. But look, if he wins, nobody cares how far down Josh Whitman's list he actually was. You know, Whitman needed a solid chair for when the music stopped, and he got one, and he's the guy. And now it's just a matter of, can he win enough games quickly enough?
The Cubs are going to the World Series.
Ooh, oh, my God. Update. There it is.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The story and the news of the day, former Bulls GM Jerry Krause passed away at the age of 77. Krause is a finalist for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the contributor category. He is survived by his wife, 2 children, and 4 grandchildren. NFL news for you today. Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton. He'll have surgery next week for a partially torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder. He will miss OTAs. The Bears are re-signing wide receiver Deontay Thompson. And from Kyle Long's Twitter account, the guard giving us an update injury, saying that he can now jog, which is a good thing. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Vancouver. Marian Hossa and Johnny Oduya will play. Puck drops at 7:30. In an interview today, Gary Bettman said, quote, assume we are not going, end quote, regarding NHL players in the 2018 Winter Olympics. AHL, the Wolves are coming off back-to-back losses. They play in Cleveland tonight. Game starts about a half hour from now. Spring training, the Cubs are off. White Sox face Texas tonight. James Shields opposes Cole Hamels. First pitch at 8:05. Other White Sox news today, the team and Tim Anderson agree to a 6-year, $25 million extension. Also, some roster moves today. Michael Kopech reassigned to minor league camp. Lucas Giolito, Carson Fulmer, Yoan Moncada, and Reynaldo Lopez option to AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays and John Gibbons are finalizing an extension. His current contract expires at the end of this season. World Baseball Classic, USA takes on Japan with Tanner Roark getting the start. Winner faces Puerto Rico in the championship game, first pitch at 8. And in the NBA, our Bulls, they play in Toronto Game tips a little less than half hour from now. Also tonight, Detroit visits Brooklyn and Milwaukee travels to Portland. Hurry into the salon by InStyle at JCPenney now through Wednesday for blowout savings on your favorite hair care brands. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
You'll probably get a look at Jay Goff and his Sox hat from American Needle.
Shout out to all the people over there at American Needle. Been doing this thing since 1918. Three generations later, they're still stitching up some of the freshest stuff for you. So go to AmericanNeedle.com so you can be laced for the summer.
Not only that, they took on the NFL and won.
Yes. Yes, they did. And very famously so. And now they're making hats. Not hats for bats, but hats for your head. And they got some pretty good stuff. The new line that they've got out right now. They're going with the millennial look, and also they got some vintage stuff for you as well. And the red flag clothing with some of the nice T-shirts I'll be rocking throughout the summer. So shout out to American Needle for being down with the team.
Usually we're doing it's on at this point, but
You got Spurs, Timberwolves, you got Bulls, Raptors.
Oh, so is this the Bulls? Was it 12 in a row?
I believe it was 11. Is it 11? Is it 12? I think it's 11.
Well, who?
Bulls versus Raptors. How many?
Well, I'm frankly, guys, I'm the one who screwed up. It's on. I just didn't play.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Hey, man, listen. Come on, man.
Listen, I'm told Lemons Chris to Tannehill lemonade, will be back tomorrow.
That's okay. We hope Chris is doing better. And, you know, the whole house is sick. So we hope Juliana and Odie and everybody's feeling better. But we got people that can fill in for us. And you've been doing a good job of that today, especially with some breaking news.
You know what you do, though?
What's that?
You DVR the Bulls game. Dave Chappelle's Netflix thing is out.
Yeah.
That's what you got to watch tonight.
Three shows just came for out 60 today. Mil? Something like that? No, Chris Rock. Did Chris Rock get the three stand-ups for 60 million from Netflix, or was it Dave Chappelle? I think Dave got two for 40. I saw Dave Chappelle at the Tabernacle in Atlanta when he was working on his 60 minutes, and he got like 30, 35 minutes in, and Deadass just looked at everybody's like, all right, that's all the material I got. So I'm just going to talk to y'all. And he lit up a cigarette and he started talking to us. And it was kind of fun. Dave Chappelle is an interesting cat, man. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, he kind of went to the wilderness for a while and needed to get away.
He didn't want to become institutionalized by the entertainment industry, which was asking him to do a lot of things that were going against his character, you know, compromising some very, very core values that he had for $50 million. You always joke about everybody's got a number. Shout out to that dude for not having that number and then getting more on top of it while still owning his ranch and living in rural Ohio and smoking his. He goes to the same store every single day, little corner store, owned by this little white lady that was actually in the special that he shot with Common and all those guys when he did the concert, and Kanye West and Erykah Badu and the Roots. He still goes to that same store owned by the same little white lady, buys his lottery every once in a while, gets his cigarettes from her, and goes about his day. So Dave Chappelle is a real cat, man. If you ever seen the Inside the Actor's Studio with him, he breaks it down on a very real level about what he thought the business was doing to him as a person and how much he hated that person. While his father was, you know, sick and the things that he wasn't tending to in his family life, like it was some real introspective stuff, and then he just vanished. And now he's back and he's swole.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Dave's put on like 40 pounds of like muscle.
But still smoking though.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the Jake Arrieta tobacco thing, where he's like, I'm really into my body and conditioning. Yeah, I still dip all the time, though.
I'll throw a heater in every once in a while. No cardio for me. All legs and arm days. That's all I got. So, yeah, I'll check that out, though. Netflix is spending a lot of money these days.
They have a lot of money. Also, don't forget U.S. and Japan at 8 o'clock if you want to hear John Smoltz get mad at people for celebrating.
Not as much.
Get that out of their system.
Not as much.
Knock
though.
That off.
I don't think it's going to happen a lot with the U.S. teams
and
Japan.
The Canucks are visiting the. Wait, if the Canucks are at the Blackhawks, why is it starting at 9?
Maybe because
wait, that's wrong. It's wrong. No, that's right. It says 7:30 on this side. I'm looking at the Tribune here. They just have the wrong time.
This happened to you last time. We were talking about a game going on, and you think I think you blamed it on the paper the last time.
No, it is. Look, it says here, NHL 7:30 Sharks, where it says 9 o'clock Canucks at Blackhawks, and then you look over to the left on their actual little calendar thing, it says 7:30 start. That makes more sense.
You got the paper there, dammit.
I got it set to record on my Xfinity app, so I'm good to go on that as well.
Yeah, the new guy, Hayden?
Yeah.
The big body
number 40
speedster.
Yeah, he's proven that he's a good professional hockey player.
You, sir, are a good professional hockey player.
Yeah, I read Potsy talking about a Hayden or thing.
Well, yeah, Rosenblum said he's the new Brandon Saad.
Now, calm down now.
You tell that to him.
Brandon Saad was my man crush. I still weep every time I see Columbus Blue Jackets lamps being lit by one side. So, man, maybe I'll check that out tomorrow morning.
Maybe that will help quell your pining for Brandon Saad, just because you know that his doppelganger might be here in the form of the 6'3" Yaley.
Nothing ever will. Okay. Forever Brandon Saad.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Lawrence Holmes is going to be coming up when we get done here. He has the full broat on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. See why the Elantra and Sonata are... Sully's House is an Irish pub and the neighborhood sports bar located in the Weed Street District in Old Town. Thirsty? Choose from nearly 40 bottles and 20 brews on tap, including $5 Samuel Adams Rebel IPAs and Angry Orchard Easy Apple Drafts throughout College Hoops Mania. Hungry? The steak sandwich, fried mac and cheese, or mini corn dogs should do. Upstairs, there's more space for overflow and special events. During warm weather, head up to the bar's rooftop called the Upper Deck at Sully's. Sully's House is at 1501 North Dayton.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoVille, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
The trade area offers end 3/31/17.
If you're looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He couldn't have been more than 28 or 29 at the time, but he was already a legend. Now, he'd walk in the door and everybody who worked the room just went wild. He'd give the doorman $100 just for opening the door. He'd shove hundreds in the pockets of the dealers and all the guys that ran the games. I mean, the bartender got $100 just for keeping the ice cubes cold.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Today, meet John.
Hello, friend.
58, married to Lori, 59, combined income, $70,000 a year, living in a $200,000 home in Palatine. They called David to pay off their credit card debt, and a member of David's team, Abby Lehner, helped John and Lori secure a cash-out refinance to pay off $46,000 of credit card debt and lowered their payments over $900 a month. One call to David helped improve John and Lori's household cash flow over $11,000 a year, which they plan on using to build a retirement fund. If you'd like to see if David and his team can help consolidate your debt with a cash-out refinance, stop procrastinating, pick up the phone, and call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 19186.
Zoom video conferencing.
Driving in Chicagoland can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Potholes, fender benders, cars take a beating. It's time to get it to Gerber. Gerber Collision and Glass, with locations across Chicagoland and northwest Indiana. Gerber can start work today. Think you don't have time to wait for repairs? Gerber's faster than average cycle time has you in and out in no time. And when you stop into your local Gerber, enter to win tickets to watch the last Blackhawks home game of the season in a suite. Stop by your local Gerber location and enter to win a pair of suite tickets to watch the April 2nd home game. Get it to Gerber.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Refresh event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through April 2nd at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwin doors. Plus, save 10 to 15% on select quick-set products like deadbolts and smart key handle sets. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk for details. Door offer valid online only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
broth. Lawrence Holmes is here, and I assume much like we had to do, whatever plans you had have changed based on the news of today.
A little bit. I mean, we're definitely going to add some conversation into what we were going to do tonight in with Jerry Krause. Jack Silverstein, who is just incredible. He's just an incredible writer, and I think one of the best Bulls historians out there, is going to join me at 8 o'clock, and we'll talk with him. And I heard the interview that Shoe did with John Paxson, which I thought was great, where it was a genuine conversation with Pax. So I'm going to bring some of that back. We got a lot of people coming in tonight. I'm excited about that. Dave Lato is going to be here with me from 6 to 7. So we're going to talk NCAA tournament.
He can warn Brad Underwood about recruiting in Chicago.
Well, we'll definitely talk to him about the challenges of dealing the minefields that are out there if you're in charge of recruiting. Yeah. Ryan McGuffey and Sarah Lauk of Comcast Sports Net are going to be in here because they put together a documentary on Game 7 of the World Series for CSN. And we're going to talk to them about that. And Brad Evans, a.k.a. Yahoo Noise.
Oh boy.
Back again. Loud in here. 9 to 10. Well, he's on the ISDN.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, he's got his own hookup, right?
He's got his own ISDN.
Yeah.
So we're...
He turns it up a little bit.
He's Illini guy. So he's got lots of stuff to say about the Underwood hiring and everything else.
Nice. He has lots to say about everything.
He does. And he's great at it. If you check him out, like during, if you're a fantasy football player, that guy, and I think he got 67 out of the 68 teams right before the tournament started. Everyone's brackets are destroyed, but that's okay. I actually had a great time watching the tournament this week.
Not if the some of the same people are losing, though, that you thought were going to go far, right? Because if you got Duke going far, which a lot of people had, like everybody's got that. You know, that whole punch in this situation.
I had problems with Duke, and it's funny because Brad and I were talking about it. I didn't think that they were going to go far because they're a 7-man rotation. Yeah. And that back to back, like that second game in those 48 hours. And I know that they ran through the ACC tournament, but it's different.
Yeah.
And they're it was tested.
Yeah.
It was tested. By the way,
they got hit.
I know you guys in can appreciate and enjoy great play by play. Our friend Jason Benetti, I heard him do on the Rhode Island Oregon game Sunday night. He was as good as he is on baseball, he's even better on basketball. He was able to capture the energy in the building. And the last 4 minutes of that game were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right there on it. It was him and Mike Montgomery for Westwood who were making the call.
Former Stanford coach.
Yeah.
Golden State Warriors coach.
And he was so, like, I was just like high five. Me and Mel were like high fiving in the car because Benetti was just doing the damn thing.
Yeah, it took you there.
Yeah. It's like the resume reel was just top notch right at that moment.
Terrific at football, too.
He is.
Did a damn good job at football.
He is.
If you can do it, you can do it. You just describe what you're seeing. And if you have the kind of brain that can describe what you are seeing, then he can be good. He can do chess and be fun.
Probably do some of that speed chess, though. Because if you're not doing speed chess.
Yeah, competitive chess.
You don't want to do like a drawn out match.
Yeah.
Because
I can go make a sandwich after.
Right. There's a lot of
making a move.
There's a lot of programming that has to be done in between moves.
And now we'll go to break for 2 days as Phil goes and scratches his ass and makes a turkey on rye.
As Big Blue calculates its next move that it's going to make, and Kasparov decides that he's gonna go crazy. Did you see this picture of Drake and Sade?
No, but he's moving around quite. How about the swerve that he might have put on J-Lo? A lot of people are saying that he dated her for a couple of weeks so he can get that sample cleared on his new album, More Life, and then said, here, A-Rod.
There you go.
Go ahead and have at it. I'm done with J-Lo.
So just got her to agree that he could use.
Well, he dated her for a couple of weeks. And, you know, in the meantime, hey, why don't you clear this sample? I won't have to go
sign this for me. Right. Now, taking pictures with the GOAT.
Yeah, that's next level. That is vintage. She's still beautiful.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. You can appreciate all of her head, too. Like, back in the day, there was a late 80s, early 90s, you know, ridiculousness about how big her forehead was. It was part of her beauty in my estimation.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Basically, she looks like Storm from the X-Men.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were drawing Storm.
She's 58.
That's what we're saying, Dan.
Beautiful.
I didn't know she was 58.
And that picture that you were looking at was from yesterday.
Some of the greatest music. Some of the greatest clean your crib music, hang out, have a nice dinner music.
Get over some stuff music.
What was your phrase? Shoot up a club?
Many clubs have gotten shot up because Sade was on. And you're like, you know what? I kind of like you right now.
It was that.
Can you take your clothes off while I take mine off? Sade is telling us.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Gave me the kiss of life. I want to do the same with you right now.
That's how we got to do it.
Come on, smooth operator, no ordinary love. You throw no ordinary love on. You throw it on. This, fellas out there, if you're in the car with your lady,
I got it.
You throw on no ordinary love, and by the end of the song, if your lady is angry with you or still angry with you, you should probably go your separate ways.
Yep.
Because there's no coming back from that.
And then don't put on Separate Ways by Journey at that point.
Yeah, that.
Just the soundtrack to your breakup right there.
That's going to solidify what's going down. So, yeah.
Shut it down.
Drake making moves, man.
Hey, have you heard the album?
I haven't checked it out yet. I heard that his album, and I haven't heard
Rick Ross's
album is supposed to be the business.
Yes. I like it a lot. I know a lot of old people. A lot of the hip-hop heads. I can't believe you listen to Rick Ross. Whatever. Be old over there. I enjoy everything.
First of all, it's okay for you to listen to Rick Ross. Mm. Like, you throw in all of that stuff from our youth.
Yeah.
You can listen to KRS-One.
Right.
And you could also, when a Luke record comes on,
do your thing.
You can enjoy yourself.
Right. I can do Poor Righteous Teachers and also do MC Brains.
This is what I'm talking about.
Poor Righteous Teachers. I was listening to Easy Star the other day.
Man,
listen. It's got the dance hall toasting in it.
Speaking of, Jamaican Drake, all over this More Life album.
Really?
Talking about bending what the industry is. There's a meme out there right now that says Houston Drake is going to get into it with Atlanta Drake, and Jamaican Drake is just sitting by while Toronto Drake is videotaping the entire thing.
One tour round, pal. It's all pops and buzzes from
this
there.
This is true. This is true. I can listen to Logic while also listening to Rick Ross, while also listening to Drake. You know why? Because I got a baby, and I got enough time to teach him the ins and outs of what went wrong with hip-hop. That's all. I'll save the rest for the podcast.
Hand us a lesson.
Yeah, me and Lori Garcia out this bitch.
Thank you to our guests today, Casey Johnson, Will Perdue, and Terry Bors, all linked romantically.
Oh, yes. Well, and all dead.
Doing that show tomorrow.
All right, we got to thank our peeps.
Yes.
Our guys behind the glass. But first, let's start with the guy who does the video stream, Brian Gertz.
People, we're in danger of losing our funding. America isn't interested in space exploration anymore.
Maybe we should finally tell them the big secret, that all the chimps we sent into space came back super intelligent.
No, I don't think we'll be telling them that.
Yes, the sad part is, that's true. If you think about it.
Nick Shepkowski.
You're letting me go?
Kirk, crackers are a family food. Happy families. Maybe single people eat crackers. We don't know. Frankly, we don't want to know. It's a market we can do without.
So that's it after 20 years. So long, good luck.
I don't recall saying good luck.
You know Brendan's on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't have to say his name, but I will. Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. What was that Baldy McPherson? What was that?
McGrindy.
McGrindy. Let's go to, okay, enough of the Gillette. Lose it.
Lose the Gillette. I could do it in the talkback, but I'd rather be an asshat and tell you on the air.
Bastard.
Because I'm a selfish son of a bitch.
And he's the one that...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No worries, man.
None of us were saying, let's put that Gillette music on.
Small things to a giant, man. Screw that guy.
I'm going home.
Screw that guy.
All right, Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. Make sure you tune in because he's got a full broat. We'll do all this tomorrow at 1 o'clock or so. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. See, the housing market is hot right now, and houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Have you heard about Fatty's Pub and Grill? With a name like Fatty's, you know you're in for a good time. Fatty's is located in DeKalb, but that doesn't mean that just college kids hang out there. It's your place to be for college hoops action through the championship on April 3rd. Enjoy 350 Samuel Adams drafts and 550 Angry Orchard cocktails on college hoops game days. Come enjoy amazing drinks and food while rooting for your favorite team. Fatty's Pub and Grill is at 1312 Lincoln Highway in DeKalb.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. Some are selling day one with multiple offers and it's only March. It's never been more important to make sure you're pre-approved by a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a house this year, it's time for the Home Loan Expert office to get you pre-approved. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the